It's the E-Commerce Minute, your daily dose of e-commerce, tech, and retail news with your hosts, John Suter, Bart Meraz, and Brittany Blackman. The E-Commerce Minute is a production of Sumo Heavy, a digital commerce consulting firm located in Brooklyn, New York, and Philadelphia. Find us on the web at sumoheavy.com.
In today's episode, Amazon announces $2 billion climate pledge fund.
Did you notice that we named this 747 after the biggest polluting jumbo jet ever, and we're doing it? Amazon constantly faces criticism for its contributions to carbon emissions in its own operations and the work that the company has done for some of the world's largest polluters like ExxonMobil through its Amazon Web Services business. Not to mention last year, a group called Amazon Employees for Climate Justice wrote an open letter signed by thousands of employees urging the company to commit to a deadline to secure 100% of its electricity from renewable sources. The company hasn't exactly been meeting these demands, so in true Amazon fashion, they're finally putting their money where their mouth is. Amazon is launching a $2 billion internal venture capital fund focused on technology investments to reduce the impact of climate change, the latest sustainability initiative from the technology giant after criticisms of its environmental record. The new fund, which will be called the Climate Pledge Fund, will invest in companies across a large number of industries, including transportation, energy generation, battery storage, manufacturing, food, and agriculture. The aim is to help Amazon and other companies reach a goal of, quote, net zero carbon emissions by 2040. Amazon and a number of other companies are seeking to reduce the climate impact of their operations, both through reduced use of fossil fuels and investments in projects such as reforestation. The announcement also comes on the heels of Jeff Bezos' announcement earlier this year that he'd be committing $10 billion of his personal wealth to investments in initiatives that mitigate global climate change. The company also expects its facilities to be 100% powered using renewable energy by 2025, helped in part by the development of large-scale wind and solar projects. The new target is 5 years ahead of schedule from the company's original timeline. Amazon didn't provide a time horizon for the $2 billion, but it described the lump sum as initial funding that could grow over time. With the fund, Amazon would become a significant corporate player in new energy investing, which has risen significantly in the last decade. Okay, Jeff, $2 billion, a little drop in the bucket for you.
Jeff.
Did you guys ever look at that wealth calculator? I didn't look at it.
Unfortunately.
I didn't have the stomach to do it.
Yeah, it's hard to stomach for sure.
It's kind of like if you put $1,000 away every day for 10,000 years, you'd still never be half as rich, or some kind of like strange metaphor that like it's a staggering amount of wealth.
Literally every time Jeff Bezos does something for climate change, like I like look at it through like my fingers, like when you're watching a scary movie. I'm like, okay, Jeff. All right. Thanks, I guess.
Thanks? Question mark.
Yeah. Thanks for trying to solve what you're heavily contributing to.
Listen, I understand. I know what it's like to be a wealthy person. No, I have no idea what that's like. But yeah, I think no matter what he does, he's going to come under criticism. And when you got that money, I guess it's guys' roll off your back, and you got to do what you think is best and keep carrying on. I don't know.
Like, I can't even imagine being a thousandaire, let alone, like, a billionaire. Like, I cannot even try to, like, put myself in his shoes to see, like, how he would feel about climate change. You know what I mean? I can't even, like, assess that. I can't guess.
But if you look at it the other way, right, he has all that money. Might as well put it into good use. Like, why not spend the $2 billion of sort of climate change, right?
I think the point was that $2 billion is not a lot of money to Jeff Bezos. So.
Correct. Well, hopefully he puts more in.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm sure he will.
I mean, I would like to get in on this fund. If they're selling open shares to the public, I'd like to have some of that. I'd have a juicy piece of that climate fund. Because here's what's going to happen. When all the old people die out, the young people are going to take over, and then we're going to finally make some movement. I'll be dead by the time any meaningful progress is made, but maybe I'll have made some money off of it.
I love that. I love that for you.
Rit, there's hope for the future. You just got to wait till all of us die off.
No, I probably won't even be around either by the time we make actual meaningful change. So,
well, this is our third depressing story in a row. So last year, Amazon co-founded the initiative called the Climate Pledge, which is a commitment to reach carbon neutral goals set by the Paris Climate Agreement and be carbon neutral by 2040 or a decade early. Verizon Communications, Reckitt Benckiser Group, PLC, and Infosys Limited also recently signed the pledge. The new fund will support the development of sustainable and decarbonizing technologies and services that will enable Amazon and other companies to meet the climate pledge, according to a memo from Amazon. In 2016, 190 countries committed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 Celsius degrees above pre-industrial levels. Or is the U.S. part of that? Probably not. I guess not.
Probably. Who knows at the moment?
Who knows at the moment? Amazon is no stranger to investing in companies with interesting technology. In 2015, it launched the Alexa Fund, a venture capital arm focused on making investments in startups focused on voice technology with an initial investment of $100 million. So, yeah, they also – Amazon's still evil. We all know that, but we continue to use it every day. So there's no – you know, you can Amazon bash all you want, but I bet half of you are going to stop listening to this podcast and then go order a charging cable for $10 and get mad when it doesn't get here tomorrow. So we're all hooked on it.
Absolutely.
And another piece of news. They bought the naming rights for Seattle's Key Arena, which is an old-ass broken-down stadium that they're redoing. He bought the names, and he's going to call it Climate Pledge Arena. which is about the most
like
vanilla.
A Simpsons thing.
Yeah, that's
like.
Yeah, it is a very Simpsons name, Climate Pledge Arena.
Like, God.
He said, Jeff Bezos wrote on his Instagram account, instead of calling it Amazon Arena, we're naming it Climate Pledge Arena as a regular reminder of the urgent need for climate action.
That's literally what he sounds like.
He's so. He's such a robot. He's a robot.
He's a robot.
He's a robot. All right. With a little stat time. Amazon CO2 emissions increased 15% in 2019. It increased to nearly 51.2 million metric tons, the company revealed recently. However, Amazon's benchmark for success, carbon intensity, emissions per dollar of sales, fell 5%. Amazon generated about 51 million metric tons of carbon dioxide in 2019, a 15% increase over the previous year. Remember, Amazon made an ambitious pledge last year to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2040. You gotta get moving, guys. But sales growth, 22%, outpaced emissions growth. They're too busy making money. Amazon says that means operations are at least becoming more efficient. Okay, Jeff. Sure, Jeff.
Sure, Jeff.
Sure, Jeff. Do that surejan.gif.
Somebody make that.
Sure, Jeff. Yeah, that would be great. All right. We got anything else?
Nope.
Nope, nope, nope. All right. That is your e-commerce meta for today. We'll see you on the internet tomorrow.
That's it for today's show. If you like the show, do us a favor and subscribe or leave us a review on iTunes. And don't forget, you can now listen to the e-commerce minute on your Amazon device. Just add e-commerce minute to your flash briefing. And finally, if you have a comment or suggestion, or just want to say hi, find us on social media at Sumo Heavy.